Unmasking America. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's happening in a growing number of states. New York Governor Kathy Hochul just becoming the latest to roll back a statewide indoor mask mandate.
And at this time, we say that is the right decision to lift this mandate for indoor businesses and let counties, cities, and businesses to make their own decisions on what they want to do with respect to mask or the vaccination requirement.
Joining a string of states easing restrictions or announcing it this week, Illinois could also see changes soon.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker outlining today a plan to move to more normal due to virus cases and hospitalization numbers that are plummeting.
Those are measurements that we use, so you'll be hearing shortly about plans that we have.
State Republicans like Rep. Tom Morrison call Illinois' mandate
unnecessary chaos,
saying that moves to do away with mandates are now all about politics. And as the Illinois Department of Education continues to insist that schools statewide not remove masks from students' faces.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, several states, including New York, holding off for now on lifting mask rules for schools. The CDC still recommends masks in schools.
I know there will come a time when we move from a phase of crisis to a point where COVID-19 is not disrupting our daily lives.
But Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this morning that will be a process driven by data. At the White House COVID briefing a short time ago, she said the seven-day average of COVID cases is down about 44% over the previous week, but still topping 240,000 cases per day. If Russia invades Ukraine, thousands of U.S. citizens may need help getting out. Senior U.S. defense officials confirming a plan for U.S. troops to set up checkpoints, tent camps, and other facilities in Poland. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The surviving D.C. sniper is hoping to win the chance for parole in one of the two states where he was convicted of murder.
Lee Boyd Malvo was just 17 when he, along with the much older John Allen Muhammad, terrorized Washington, D.C.'s suburbs 20 years ago by shooting at random people while concealed in the trunk of a car. He was sentenced to life in prison by both Virginia and Maryland, but since then, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled sentencing juveniles to life with no parole is unconstitutional. And while Virginia has since lessened its sentence for Malvo, Maryland hasn't. Malvo is now 37 years old, and his lawyer says he's a changed person and deserves the chance to one day be set free. Eben Brown, Fox News.
An Ivy League school is being sued in connection with sexual harassment complaints against a professor.
Harvard University's been hit with a lawsuit by three graduate students who accuse a school of willfully ignoring nearly a decade of sexual harassment and retaliation by a tenured professor. The suit alleges a pattern of sexual misconduct within the anthropology department, specifically naming Professor John Komaroff, who it accuses of sexually harassing one student and interfering with the careers of two others. Komaroff, who denies the allegations, is currently on leave as the controversy divides fellow faculty members. More than 90 academics at Harvard and elsewhere have signed open letters defending his character.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The judge overseeing the federal trial of three fired police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights dismissed a juror today because the juror's son is ill. This means one of the six alternate jurors is stepping in. The three former officers are accused of depriving Floyd of his rights when they failed to give him medical aid or intervene as Officer Derek Chauvin was killing him in Minneapolis. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.